chapter 1, 26 to 38. So please do give him your attention as he reads the word of God.
Good morning, church. All right. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your son, relative has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Shall we pray, please? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor, that your promises are yea and amen. You do not fail, you do not change. You are a sustaining God, self-sufficient God, all power and all knowing God. This morning we yield to you, we surrender to you. We pray clarity of heart, thought, vision, purpose today, O Lord. And I particularly want to say, Lord, that you being God will speak through me to your people today. We pray that your spirit will take absolute control here. Holy Spirit, that you will take absolute authority here. That the word of God will begin to be meaningful and become part of us. That we may go out and fulfill God's purpose for us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. This morning I'm speaking on the subject, the good spoiler. The good spoiler. You know when a nice movie comes out and some people get to go and watch it first, and then they come and try to tell everyone the movie, and you're like, "Come on, man, you're spoiling it for us." The same way we've been over the past 3 weeks, been reading, we first looked at the prophetic truths about the Savior going to be born. The whole of this world, Israel in particular, was waiting for a Savior, one that was promised through the prophets that was going to come and be their Savior. They saw it as their Savior, but really, this Savior was going to come and save the whole world from the power of sin. And so we saw that last 2 weeks. Last week we did see that the time had come for the Savior to be born, but there had to be one that would go ahead of him and act as a way paver and draw people's attention to this Savior that was going to be born. And his birth was announced by the angel Gabriel. And we did study and observe and learned a lot from that subject and realized that God was still fulfilling his word, and we had to be people who trusted and believed in God's word, regardless of what it was. Again, I did say for those two topics, I was going to call them, the first one was the messenger and his messages. He brought two messages. The first one was to Zacharias, because John the Baptist was going to be born. The second one, after 6 months, when Elizabeth had been pregnant, God sends Angel Gabriel again to Mary, who was going to be pregnant with Jesus, to bring this news. And so when I say the good spoiler, normally when we say the spoiler, the movie, you spoil the movie for me, it's in a bad connotation. But in this case, it was a good news. In this case, the spoiler was actually great because it was no more waiting time. The birth was going to happen, and an angel, a special creature, has to bring the news. It wasn't going to be a human being, but this time, an angel. Not just any angel, an angel that stands in a higher place. He told Zacharias last week that he stands before the God that he stands, which tells us that this angel Gabriel wasn't any form of angel. He was a very powerful angel. He was a leader among angels and held a very high position. And such an angel was worthy of bringing the good news. The spoiler, no more waiting, but the Savior is definitely going to be born. Amazing, right? Amazing. We are not waiting anymore. The birth is here. The birth is close. And so he comes to, the writer says that now in the sixth month, as I've talked about, Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. Of the house of David, the virgin's name was Mary. God bless Mary. God bless Mary. And God bless us all. 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy. Now, Jesus was to be born. And no wonder Mary was from a city called Galilee. A city called Galilee named Nazareth. Chronologically, this is the first nation of the first time Nazareth is mentioned both in the Old and the New Testament. Nazareth is perhaps remarkable for its unremarkable nature. It was unmentioned in the Old Testament and also in the Apocrypha. So it was never mentioned, but suddenly, this woman who was from nowhere, nobody knew about, is going to bear the Son of God. Amazing. This tells us something. It doesn't matter where you are from. God's favor can locate you wherever you are. It doesn't matter whether you are from USA. It doesn't matter what city you live in, whether you live in Jersey City, whether you live in Kearney. Really, when you look at the map of New Jersey, Kearney is among the smallest towns. It doesn't matter. If God wants to bless us, he will locate us here. So be ready. 2019 coming, God will definitely use us to become great. God will use us. It doesn't matter. If God says he will bless you, he will bless you. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter where you come from. Jesus would forever be identified with this place, being repeatedly called Jesus of Nazareth. Can you imagine? Jesus was always called Jesus of Nazareth. Some people even said, one of his own disciples, when he was calling him, said, can anything good come from? Can anything good come from Kearney? Because Jesus came from Nazareth and we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. Good can come from Kearney, I'm telling you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. To a virgin betrothed. Mary was betrothed to Joseph. There were three stages to a Jewish wedding in that day. Engagement, a formal agreement made by the fathers. Then it comes to betrothal, the ceremony where mutual process were made. They made mutual agreement, mutual promises that indeed we are going to marry. And then the marriage is expected to happen a year after in the Jewish culture. And so, and it's kind of like what we also do these days when a couple engage, they sort of like start to prepare their wedding for a year's time. They can you imagine? People use a whole year to plan wedding. Whoa, that wedding must be from super wherever. But in a way, that was how it was. They planned for 1 year, and then in a year's time, that's when the bridegroom comes to claim his bride. That's when the bridegroom comes to claim his bride. And the writer says the virgin's name was Mary. Mary is clearly said to be a virgin. There is no ambiguity about the idea here. Mary had never had sexual relation with any man. Let's get it straight. You see, Elizabeth giving birth was a miracle in itself. But Mary, who had never known any man to give birth, was a super miracle. Was a super miracle. A super miracle. The name Mary is the Greek for the Hebrew name Miriam, the sister of Moses. It means exalted one, a fitting description of the soon-to-be mother of the Messiah. Can you imagine? Her name really meant a lot. Her name meant a lot. And so Gabriel comes to greet Mary. And he says, and having come, now let's look at 28 to 29. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Can you imagine? Bless that greeting, she might have probably turned and like, what kind of greeting is this? What kind of greeting is this? The angel said to her, "Gabriel said three things to Mary. Each of these were certainly true of Mary, who had a unique privilege among many persons to ever live." Amazing. To bear the Savior, to have the Savior as your son, human son. She was highly favored. And the angel said that, you are highly favored. A favor is an unmerited giving that is given to you. You don't deserve it. You didn't earn it. It is just regardless of what, you didn't have to earn it. Regardless of what, somebody just chooses and says, I'm going to do something for you. And how many of us here today need a favor from the Lord Almighty? When you look at the world we live in today, we really need favor. We really need favor. God has to just choose to favor us because his own word says our righteousness is like a filthy rag before him. We can never work our way into pleasing him. No. But by his own favor, he blesses us. By his own favor, he loves us. By his own favor, he chooses to give us Jesus, which we did not deserve at all. That the Lord was with her. Indeed, the Lord was with Mary. I mean, to be chosen among the so many women. Do you think Mary was the only virgin during that time? No. There probably were pretty virgins more than her. There probably were the most humblest virgins more than her. But God chose her. God was with her. God was with her. And for those of us who have come to accept the Lord Jesus, he is with us. He is with us. His spirit continues to dwell with us. That's why his word says that, behold, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what your message is, regardless of where you come from, the presence of the Lord is with you. That's why we have a song that says, the spirit of the Lord is here. The spirit of the Lord is here. The spirit of the Lord is here. God is always with us. God is always with us. The Lord was with her. She was blessed. And indeed, she is blessed. Mary's name is part of everything. You cannot talk about the Savior's birth and not mention Mary. That means you actually don't believe in the virgin birth. But the truth of the matter is, she is blessed. And because of Jesus Christ, she is blessed. Not because of anything, but because of the name Jesus. And because of the son Jesus she was going to bear. And this Jesus who was going to be the savior of humankind. And for those of us who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and personal savior, we are also blessed. We are no more waiting for a blessing. If you are a child of God and you accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and personal Savior, you are not waiting for a blessing because Jesus finished it all on the Calvary cross. That is why it is a big spoiler. You see, it's a good spoiler because I am not waiting for anything anymore. Jesus has given me my blessing. Whatever you need, Jesus has blessed you with it. You are a blessing regardless. You are not waiting for blessing from anyone, and nobody is going to come and spoil it for you. This one is good for you. This one is good for you. You are blessed. I want somebody to walk away from here today believing in their spirit that they are blessed. Look, circumstances might not be looking all perfect for you, but you are better than someone. When I had the opportunity, I mean, I'm from Ghana. I know Ghana lifestyle. I know how people in Ghana are living. But when I went back home to go and bury my father, and I was walking through the streets of Ghana, and I was walking, and I saw even how pastors, some pastors, what they had to go through to preach the word of God, standing in the sun. I tell you, the sun in Ghana is not like the sun we have here. Early morning, 7 a.m., a preacher with a speaker will be standing by the roadside preaching till evening before they go home, spreading the word of God. And I saw myself blessed. You know what? No matter what, whatever your situation is, whatever your circumstances, you got to walk away from here today believing that you are blessed. You are better. You know why? Even if you lack all physical, whatever, financial breakthrough, illness, everything, even if you lack everything, if you die today because of your relationship with God, you have an eternal life of joy. You are blessed. Never let anyone deceive you. Youth here, listen to me. Young people here, listen to me. Never let anyone beneath you. Anyone, did you hear anyone? Oh Lord, I don't want to go too far. But never let anyone who doesn't know this God begin to undermine you and to tell you that you are not blessed. No matter what, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You do not lack anything. No wonder the writer of Psalm 23 say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. But the right translation, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He lacks nothing. If God is your shepherd, and this shepherd, Jesus Christ, that we are talking about here, if he is your Lord, you need not lack anything. It is established that you are blessed. Believe it today. Believe it. I am blessed among human beings. Because the word of God says, I am the head and not the tail. And so when you look at the 30 to 33, Gabriel announces the birth of the Messiah, born to Mary. This is what he says. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call him his name, Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father's David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And of his kingdom there will be no end. You have found favor with God. You will receive in your womb and bring forth. You will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. The focus was not on Mary, but on a son. To be named Jesus. Jesus was a common name, and even now is a common name. Don't misunderstand it by thinking Jesus is a title. No, it is a name. And it was common, and even now we have people called Jesus. And the funny thing is, if you've noticed, many people who are called Jesus, for some reason, people try to change it into Spanish and call them Jesus. Jesus in Spanish still means Jesus, right? But the funny thing is, English is Jesus. Why do we not say Jesus? Why do we not? If the word Jesus is not heard, that is enough for some people. But I want to encourage you, if you find that name important and powerful, always mention it. Depend on the name, trust on the name, believe that Jesus can do everything in your life for you. Depend on that name. Depend on that name. He will be great. No one has influenced history more than Jesus Christ. Is it not proven that he is great? Conquerors are great. That's Charles Spurgeon speaking. I want to quote it. He says, "Is it not proven that he is great? Conquerors are great, and he is greater of them all. Deliverers are great, and he is greater of them. Liberators are great, and he is the greatest of them. Saviors are great, and he is the greatest of them." Jesus is the greatest of every good you can think about. Jesus is the greatest of all. If somebody has been ever good to you, remember that Jesus is greater than that person. That boss who is good to you at your workplace, Jesus is greater than that boss. That boss is not in charge of your promotion. Jesus is in charge of your promotion. Remember that. Remember that. Everywhere you go, any person that does good for you, it is worthy that God use such people, and we are supposed to show our appreciation. But remember that Jesus is greater than that person. And that person does not deserve your worshiping, but Jesus deserves your what? Your worshiping. Many a times we forget this. When somebody tends to be good to us, suddenly that person becomes our Lord. Most of us, wherever we came from, we came to find sanctuary in USA. So suddenly USA has become our Lord. USA is not your Lord. God used USA to bless you. We appreciate our leaders who have fought and supported and are putting their minds together for giving us a good life in USA. We appreciate them, but they are not our gods. They are not our lords. Jesus is the greatest. And it was announced that he was going to be greater. The message that the messenger had, the angel Gabriel had, is important. A great son was going to be born. Jesus is great in the perfection of his nature. Jesus is great in the grandeur of his office. Jesus is great in the splendor of his achievement. Jesus is great in the number of those he rescued. Didn't he rescue me? Didn't he rescue me? Didn't he rescue you? Jesus is great in the number of people he has rescued. There is no rescuer who has rescued more people than Jesus in this world. And Jesus is great in the estimation of his people. The number of the kingdom of God cannot be counted. If you include the angels in heaven and even we human beings who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in this world, it is uncountable. That is why Christianity is the greatest and the biggest religion you can find on earth. His kingdom will be without end. His kingdom will be without end. He will be called the Son of the Highest. Jesus will be the son of Mary, but not only her son, he will also be and be known as the Son of God. That person you have accepted, he is the Son of God. No wonder when Jesus was speaking and saying, I and the Father are one, Jewish people who understand these things begin to marvel and say, hold on, he is claiming equality with God. And indeed, he is God. Jesus is the Son of God. Don't get it twisted and then let anybody twist you into thinking that Jesus is not the Son of God. Jesus is, and you cannot take away from his deity as the Son of God. For in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. Jesus Christ. He had a higher place in heaven and yet still chose to humble himself, come to this earth, die at the hands of his own creation. Jesus created you and I, but yet still allowed himself to be mistreated by me and you. That is the Son of God we are talking about. The throne of his father David. He will be the Messiah prophesied to David. When you read 2 Samuel 7, 12 to 16, you will get order. Who was the rightful authority to rule over Israel? And of his kingdom, there will be no end. Jesus' kingdom will never end. Eternal glory. It is all the way from heaven, all the way back to heaven. It will never end. Child of God, you have to rejoice and be glad that you are part of a bigger kingdom. You are not alone. That's why you are a Christian. You can never see yourself as, I'm alone. I am left alone. People don't care about me. People don't know me. People don't this. People, no. You are part of a bigger kingdom. And if somebody is not stopping for you, you got to move on. Call your Lord. Lord, give me somebody that will stop for me because you are part of a bigger kingdom. Every need you have, you need. There is another child of God that can give to you. So look for the right Christian and relate with them. Don't be on your own because you are part of a big kingdom. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. Mary's question to Gabriel. How can this be since I do not know a man? He was simply saying, I have never slept with a man and I don't actually even probably know how to do it. How can it be? Mary's question was a logical one. She asked the same question Zacharias asked. If you remember last week, we saw how Zacharias asked Angel Gabriel a question and offended God. The difference are that, but his question was asked in what? Sarcastical unbelief. He was being sarcastic in unbelieving that God would do it. But Mary Her question was asked in wonder-filled faith. Oh, wow, can this be possible? Amazing. Amazing. She heard the news and she didn't question the fact that God can do it. She questioned that, hey, I've never done this before. But it's amazing. It's amazing. That's the difference there. What word has God spoken to you that you need to believe? It might sound big. It might sound like you can't even fulfill it. And even as a church, as we are working on our vision, it might sound like this vision is too big. We cannot walk in unbelief, but we can have faith and believe that the Lord, if he gives us a word, will surely fulfill his word. We now see how for years people had prophesied that the Messiah will be born, and now it was being delivered by an angel that you are going to bear a child. If Jesus was born based on prophecy, me and you, whatever God has said to us, will come to pass. God is God. And he does not change. How can this be? The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Gabriel answered that the power of the Most High in the person of the Holy Spirit would overshadow Mary. The word overshadow means to cover with a cloud, as in the cloud of Shekinah glory. When you read Exodus, let me read Exodus 16:10 to you. And as soon as Aaron spoke, the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The glory of the Lord will come upon Mary. God will overshadow her. The Shekinah glory of God will come upon her. This cloud was a visible manifestation of the glory and the person of God. This means that the same power of God that was with Moses and others in the Old Testament was now going to do a unique work in the life of Mary. This same God was going to do something unique in the life of Mary. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Holy One who is to be born. Because this will be the manner of his conception, he would be the only child, the Holy Child, and he will be called the Son of God. He will be called the Son of God. This doesn't have the same impact on us today because of our unfamiliarity with the idea of being a son of God. But Mary and all other Jewish people from her culture knew that this meant the child would be equal to God. You remember I said that already? Let me read John 5:18. This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God. Amazing. Amazing. Because the Holy Spirit was going to be upon Mary, the glory of God was going to come upon Mary, and Mary was going to bear a holy child. This child was going to be holy, and it was important that Jesus remained holy, because the person that was going to die on the cross had to be one that was unblemished. It had to be so important to the salvation message that this child is holy and not a blemished child of God. And because Jesus remained holy and died, and his sacrifice is accepted before God, me and you today can also become holy. Jesus' blood purifies us. And that's why the word of God says that in 1 John 1:9, if anyone confess of their sin and repent, he is faithful and just to forgive them and to cleanse them of all unrighteousness. Jesus' blood cleanses me and you. Jesus' blood makes us holy and righteous before God. When God looks at you and I, he sees the blood. He doesn't see your sin. He sees the mercy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Child of God, you need to take joy in this. You need not to dwindle in your sin. You need not to become a pig. You know, pigs, bath pig as well as you can. A pig will see mud and still wallow in it. Enjoy it and love it. We cannot have the lifestyle of pigs. If Jesus has come to die and shed this precious blood to cleanse you and purify you, it's about time to shed off of your sinful life and walk in holiness, walk in purity, walk in righteousness, because now you have the potential and the ability to be able to walk like that. You got to let go of your sins. Don't walk in guilt. People will try to tell you. Satan will even try to tell you. When you come to pray and ask God for forgiveness, he will tell you, how dare you? Didn't you do this yesterday? Don't you remember what you did? Yes, you did that. But today, you can ask for forgiveness and you can walk in righteousness because Jesus is your Lord. Jesus is your Lord. The angel also reminded Mary how even Elizabeth was pregnant for 6 months. This woman in her old age could not have given birth, was never able to bear a child. But because of the work of the Holy Ghost upon her, she was with a child. God has no limitations, you know. God has no limitations. Don't limit yourself. When you read the Bible, believe the things that are written in there concerning you. You cannot wait for anything because God has given you everything you need in Jesus. The good spoiler is here. And so you know what? When someone calls me and tells me a word that they believe is a supernatural, some serious prophecy from God, I say thank you. Because the Bible affirms everything. It is only those who don't know the word of God that when you even call them to lie to them that you've heard something from God, they're like, oh, thank you. No, excuse me. Jesus has said it all. There is nothing you will say to me that will marvel me. Even if an angel came and he said, look, let Angel Gabriel come again. Angel Gabriel will come and speak to affirm God's word. Angel Gabriel will not bring anything else. Nothing else is coming. Everything is written in the book of life. Everything is written in the Bible you are holding in your hands. Start getting in the Bible. Start studying the Bible. Start believing the Bible. And you will see how you become a walking manifestation of the glory of God. Don't make yourself that person that is tossed around by wind. Many Christians, I was telling our board members some time ago, many Christians have become people who are reacting. We are always reacting. Because we are never ready, and so we are always caught by surprise, then we have to do something to catch up. No! Stop reacting. Stop reacting. On God's word. Believe in God's work. Walk in God's word. And you will see the miraculous work of God upon your life. Believe. Believe. And the angel ministered to Mary and said, with God, all things are possible. Don't you need to hear this morning? With God, all things are possible. My dear sister, my dear brother, it is possible. Only God knows what you're going through. You only know where you are, the battles you face on a daily basis, minute basis, second basis. You even know how you feel now as you're sitting here. But the good news is this: with God, nothing is impossible. It is possible that you can also receive your miracle from God. It is possible that you shall also receive a testimony from God. I remember when I couldn't pay my school fees and I was weeping, "Lord, give me a testimony." And the Lord made a way, and my fees were overpaid. I have been in so many situations, and I've just said, "Lord, I need a testimony." Nothing is impossible for God. You got to believe this and walk in this. Nothing is, look, in this world that we live in, believe that He created us all. He called us into being. He formed things. He can create everything for you. He can form everything for you. Your circumstance can never be permanent. You need to believe this and walk in it. Believe and be saved. Many of us have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, but unbelief is playing jokes and messy tricks on us. And so most of the time, when we are supposed to be walking in the fullness of God on this earth, even on this earth, we don't see the fullness of God in our life. But I have come today, just as the messenger brought the news, to tell you no situation is above God. If Mary, if Elizabeth was pregnant, if Mary was pregnant, then you shall be pregnant with your blessing in Jesus' name. And then Mary, upon hearing all this, responds in faith. She said, then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The moment she accepted it, the angel departed. It is finished. My work here is done. Many of us, angels cannot leave us. Oh, amazing. An angel is sent to bring the news to you, and he's following you for days, weeks, months, years. Why? Because you can't believe the message. You can't accept the message for the angel to move on. And because of God's love, he's with you. Just open up your heart. Let me give it to you and go. One of my mentors once said to me, "Do you know what? Angels are sometimes sent to people. Kwesi, God says, go. And the angel comes and he's standing there. Oh, I went to the wrong address." No, you didn't. The person who was supposed to be there is doing their own thing. You have moved on when God is just ready to release your blessing. And so the angel has come with the blessing and wondering, "Oh, I'm in the wrong place. I'm in the wrong place." Your angel must not waste this time. You need to start making up your mind. You need to start believing the word of God. You need to start walking in the word of God. You need to believe that the spoiler is good for you. The message of Jesus Christ is good for you. The message of Jesus Christ being born is enough for you. It accomplishes everything in your life. And you have a testimony because Jesus was born. And I'm telling you, next week, we shall celebrate. We are celebrating. Every day must be celebrated. But so long as a day has been set apart to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, me, I am going to make sure I celebrate it. I am not going to take more hours at work. No. I'm going to stay home and reflect on the birth of Jesus Christ. His birth. I'm going to have a good time with my family. I tell you, I could stay in USA and celebrate my New Year's. I'm flying New Year's Eve. 24th, no matter whether you like it or not, I'm going to UK. I'm going to be with my big family. I have a big family in UK. When we go to Ghana, people were like, "Whoa, the man has all these sons in the Western world." My sisters, they are so pretty, nice, handsome. I'm not saying you women here are not pretty. But I'm going to be with my family to celebrate Christmas. You need to celebrate Christmas. You need to accept it that Jesus was born, was given for you, and it has to be something you cherish. It has to be something you cherish. It has to be something you cherish. And so my message this morning has come to an end. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Is Jesus greater to you? How do you see the name Jesus? Is it important to you? Do you run to Jesus? Or you run to that friend on the other side of the telephone? Every little thing, pa, 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 pa. Now these days, because of Siri, if I pick up my phone now and I say, should I do it? Hey Siri, call Jumi Bounce Mobile.
Calling Jumi Mobile.
Did you hear? It's ringing. It's ringing. Do you hear? It's ringing. Because of Siri, because of so-called technological world we live in, people know everything about people. Something little, you pick up a phone when you're supposed to be praying and calling on God. Do you run to Jesus? Are some of us crawling to Jesus? It's like, it's a burden to even pray these days. When we call for prayer meeting, it's a sad. See how many people of us are here. When it is prayer time, little people come to pray. Child of God, we need to start running to Jesus. The year is coming to an end, and I believe He has a purpose for your next year. It is time to start running to Him. Don't even wait for our next year fasting that we are going to do. You got to start now. Lord, what is your plan for me next year? Lord, how can I live for you? How can I do good? When you wake up, you do your devotion. Lord, what do you have for me today? What news do I have to carry with somebody, for somebody today? Jesus is greatest of all. Who is greater in your life? Today, Jesus is saying, let go that great situation. Let go that great person. Let go that great condition and see that I am greater. Can you do this today? Can you see that Jesus is greater today? Let us pray. Just pray. Talk to Him. Tell Him how great He is. And leave that situation to Him. It could be whatever great situation, whatever big situation, it is not about God. It is not above Jesus. It is not above what Jesus can do. You cannot wait for the breakthrough because the breakthrough has been given already. Believe it and walk in it in Jesus' name. Pray, pray, pray and thank God already for the breakthrough. Release yourself into God's hands. Believe today and be saved in Jesus' mighty name.